Hi, this is Ivan again, sponsored by Speed of Light. I'm joined by my friend, Sandro Salpetero. And then Sandro can explain a bit more about himself, what he does, his passion, etc. So, yeah, if you could say your name, just for the audience.
Hey guys, I'm Sandro Salpetero. No worries, Ivan. It's okay. My name is not so easy.
Okay. So, Sandro, I guess one thing I wanted to ask is what makes you passionate about your job and career, and what keeps you motivated about working every day?
Well, basically, it's the people that I'm working with. I'm working with. I love to work with different cultures and nationalities, and people around the world. It's just amazing connecting with people. And my passion about that is to my motivation to go every morning to the office is knowing the freedom and trust given by the company. And like there's no monitoring, which gives me a feeling of, okay, I want to give not 100%, I want to give 110%. Yeah. So I'm, for example, you're having home office and you know I'm not going to abuse it, I'm working strong and even more. So this is my passion about work. I love that I'm working bilingual and sometimes even with three languages, in German, English and Italian. It's also really important for me because you have to use your cells in the brain quietly always. Yeah, and this is about work. And the interaction with customers, of course, and partners, to create a relationship with partners. It took me a long time, like about 6 months, to create a nice relationship with my partners. But once this is done, it's just amazing.
Thank you. And so, in case of career advice, what advice would you give to a young person wanting to start out their career, but they're not sure exactly where to go?
Okay, this might be a difficult question, but I think it's an easy question. Because many people, they stuck always with career advice like high school or pressure, social pressure. They're trying, I have to go to university, I have to do that. Sometimes you have pressure from the parents, from your environment. And I think, I know it sounds easy to say it, but I think everybody should go his way in a way of not like having the pressure of, okay, I finished my high school, now I have to go to college. It's a must. It doesn't work like that. I can speak from my own experience. I finished my high school only with 21, which is really, really late. I'm Italian, born in Italy, but raised in Germany, so I'm kind of an immigrant. And I know that's not so easy for immigrants, for example, but for everybody. And the social pressure, it's really high in countries like UK or Germany and mid-Europe. So I think that a good way is just to keep track. You do your school. If you have to repeat a year, it happens, you repeat a year. If you have to, a way that's more far, you go that way, it's fine. It's you repeat a year. You have junior high in Germany, we have root systems, school systems. I did junior high. After junior high, I did a mid-high school. I don't know how it works in other countries. Yeah. And then I did high school. So I did a long way, yeah? Many people are just going straight to high school. And I finished my high school only at 21. Yeah. And I finished to study with 25.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, really late.
Yeah. So in other words, you're saying it could be a journey, but enjoy the journey, enjoy the process.
Enjoy the journey. And don't be shy to repeat things, to ask questions. Don't feel stupid because nobody is stupid. Don't let the social pressure come to you. For me, it's really important, and I can give as an advice. Just go your way, everybody, and you will see without having a master degree or without having a specific degree, you can reach everything. You can see. At me, in Lisbon office, we have many examples. Ivan is a great example, even though I don't know him so good, but in the end, we are reaching our targets and goals every day, and maybe we don't have the same background than people that have studied in Oxford, whatever. Yeah, which doesn't mean that if you are talented to study in Oxford, you should go for it, study in Oxford. But it means also if you're not ready for it, to go just a different way, and you will reach in the end the same, but person Italian Rockford reached.
Thank you.
And with that, I'd like to thank you so much, Sandro, for your time. That was fantastic. And I guess if you could sum up work-life experience in one word, what would you tell a young person, or what advice would you give a young person in one sentence or one word?
Stay yourself, be always honest, and always say your opinion. Always.
Thank you very much, Sandro.